Superheroes and supervillains joined forces to celebrate the return of Comic-Con, where a culture once considered underground goes way over the top.
The people. The people are really what make Comic-Con so special. It's everyone that's just like me.
The annual comic convention is back in New York after the coronavirus pandemic forced it to go virtual last year, and fans could not be happier.
It's definitely great to be back because I haven't been to a con in like 2-3 years, so this is definitely worth it and amazing.
From last year to this year, it's a relief. It's a relief to be around all these people.
Even if COVID safety requirements pose costuming challenges.
Yeah, I'm happy it's back, but you know, at the same time though, we have to follow safety and all that.
A little cramps your style a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All attendees must be vaccinated as well. Artists are just thrilled to have the business back.
It's great. Everyone's enthusiastic. Everyone has money to spend. Everyone's looking for art. Everyone's just trying to get out again.
Like a true supervillain, COVID killed Comic-Con in 2020. But the pandemic was actually good for comic book sales and graphic novel sales, which topped a record-setting $1.2 billion in North America last year.
Comic-Con is where fans and publishers come to discover the next big thing.
It's so exciting. Being here feels like coming home again. All of the artists are kind of friends with each other. This is the way we all get to see each other, so it's amazing to get to see our family again and to see the fans again after so long away.
It's also a chance to see some old favorites. You can count on the old franchises to spin off new shows and storylines, not to mention merchandise and video games, which are also a big portion of the event. But ultimately, it's the presence of the fans that is giving this long-awaited return of Comic-Con its happy ending. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.